Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, Season 2, Episode 6, Halloween Edition. Today, I'm talking about the history, the present, and future of Halloween. Is it a history mystery? No, not really. If you don't know the history of Halloween, let me break it and then down for you. According to history.com, yes, straight from the source, no tricks or treats here. Not yet, at least. Halloween is an annual holiday celebrated each year on October 31st, and Halloween 2019 occurs on Thursday, October 31st. It originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was known as All Hallows' Eve, and later, Halloween. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns, festive gatherings, donning costumes, and eating sweet treats. And you know, consumer behavior is probably one of my all-time favorite topics. So just take a wild guess as to how much money today, in the present, how much money the average person spends on Halloween. According to the National Retail Federation, Halloween spending this year will be $8.8 billion. According to the National Retail Federation, shoppers say they will spend an average of $86.27 this Halloween. 35% cite online search as a top source of inspiration, and by online search they mean Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, social media. 29 million people plan to dress their pets in costume. I know I have. I know my dog Riley, he was dressed up like a pumpkin one year, and I think this year he might be a shark. I don't know. 95% of purchases will be candy. 72% of purchases will be decorations, and 67% will be costumes. All of these statistics are truly, absolutely amazing and very much thought-provoking. I can't conclude without citing that these statistics come directly from the National Retail Federation. You're probably thinking, what is the National Retail Federation? Well, the National Retail Federation is the world's largest retail trade association that passionately advocates for the people, brands, policies, and ideas that help retail thrive. From its headquarters in Washington, D.C., the NRF empowers the industry that powers the economy. Retail really is the nation's largest private sector employer, contributing to $2.6 trillion to annual GDP and supporting 1 in 4 U.S. jobs, so 42 million working Americans. For over a century, the NRF has been a voice for every single retailer out there and every retail job, educating, inspiring, and communicating the powerful impact retail has on local communities and global economies. So, with all that being said, let's think about the future of Halloween. When is the last time that you've gone trick-or-treating? Many people are wondering, is trick-or-treating a dying tradition? So what is the future of Halloween and how does it look? So I believe that trick-or-treating is not a dying tradition. However, it is a tradition that is evolving. Growing up, we would all gather at my grandma's house in Edinburgh, Texas. So imagine a small, close-knit suburban neighborhood set up in the 60s or earlier than that. I was born in 86, so we're looking at early 90s. Everyone knew everyone, so it was a neighborhood tradition passed on from generation to generation. we'd all gather on 28th Street and start walking together. Parents, kids, cousins, brothers, and sisters. We didn't have camera phones or MP3 players. We were just living, literally living for this moment. And mind you, by this moment, our costumes were falling apart because we'd worn them all day at school. I was Rambo one year. I was Batman. I was a clown. Such a fun costume. I actually have always loved clowns. I was a busy bumblebee, which says a lot. I was even what I thought, I had just discovered horoscopes that year, so I was what I thought a Taurus, but was indeed a female cow. Hey, the neighbors would open their garages and make it like a little haunted house and set it up with Texas chainsaw, fake gore spewed out on the driveway. It was an absolute blast. The neighbors, my cousins and I, we'd all collect candy and a few scares, tons of giggles, but memories to last a lifetime. Now that I recall them in a podcast for you, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I'll be sharing my scary stories with you next time. But until then, bye. So now you, the listeners, can be part of Go Beyond Greatness. Send me a voice message answering the questions, how do you celebrate Halloween? What's the worst Halloween costume you've ever had? And lastly, what do you consider to be the number one most influential chocolate candy bar of all time? Answer by clicking on the voice message link, and your answers could be featured on a future episode of Go Beyond Greatness with Dr. Fidelio.